100 Love people. Talk Radio. Love Talk Radio.
You never knew.
Never knew.
You would fail. You never knew.
You never knew.
You'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, here's your pain. It is not your fault.
Not your fault.
Failure. It is not your fault.
Not your fault.
Yeah. It is not your fault. I believe it is not your fault. I have to embrace the fall. You never knew you'd be wrong. You never knew you cried the tears that you cried. You never knew you lose and make you blow. But I heard his voice say, I have the new. That's your voice. You left your voice. Be a positive.
Your portion is good news. Hallelujah. There's a song that was requested. I'm going to go ahead on and play a little bit of it. And then we'll get into the review. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So today I'm telling heaven, cause I feel in the spirit, it's manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is yours. Show yourself to be God. I know you won't let me down. I won't stop believing. Yeah, I won't stop believing. I won't believe in the somebody else. God, I feel you now. Preparing me for my next move. My faith is being tested, oh, but I know you will. You shall. You got to come through. Just like the sea of Abraham. Lord, I need you to show me a sign. So today I'm telling the devil, cause I feel in the spirit is manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is your word. Show yourself to me now. I know you won't let me down. Yeah. No matter what you say, I won't stop.
To the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, Apostle called by the will of God and not by the will of man. I thank each and every one of you all for joining us this morning for this review. I pray that the song was received. It went out to Evangelist Renee. The other dedication and the first one went out to Evangelist Sharon. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she would give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get into the review.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone. And good afternoon. Amen. Except for both of those selections. Amen. because he is our everything, our all in all. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Amen. Hey, Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Father God, for all things, Father God. We're thanking you for all those that are able to be with us on today, those who are listening by internet, Father God. Father God, we're giving you praise, and we just thank you for the selections that Pastor had played, the request that went out to evangelists, Sharon and evangelist Renee. We're just praying for traveling mercies throughout this holiday weekend, Father God, and continue, Lord, to keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting us all from danger seen and unseen, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for this review. Thank you for our pastor, Father God, who no matter what is going on, he always takes time out for the review and for the lessons of the week, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for him, Father God, as that you will continue to be with him and guide and direct him, Father God, in the path you've chosen for him. Lord, be with each and every one who asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. So many prayer requests have came in, but Father God, we know that you are a healer, you are a deliverer, and as long as we stay focused and stay in that word of God, that you will lead and guide us into all truth. So, Father God, we ask that you'll be with all those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved, Father God, and be with those who are going through, because we know you'll make a way out of no way, and we know you will keep us all in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to meditate on that word day and night, and let us receive the word, the review as the scriptures go forth. Let them get in the lining of our heart, because you're doing a new thing. For we know the scripture tells us we are the temple of God. And so let us act and carry ourselves accordingly, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks for your word and for the listeners and those that participate, those who are listening by internet, Father God. Be with those that have been affected by this hurricane, Father God. Lord, we know you will make a way for them out of no way, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you would just give them peace as they go through the things that they are going through. Be with those that's in high places, Father God, for your word tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers and darkness and, you know, those that are wicked, Father God. We can't see it, but we know you got your hand on us because you have the whole world in your hand. So, Father God, just continue to be with us all. Lead and guide us and direct us in all things and all truth. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer, Pastor Bill. It's the,
God bless.
Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read today? Are you available? Okay. She's probably listening in. Okay. Well, if you decide that you want to read, press 1, and then we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the subject this week is a new and living way. Listen, brothers and sisters, Christ chose this new and living way. It's not of the old, but it's of the new. And he says all things have become new.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that.
Yeah.
And it starts with truth. So you have to ask yourself, am I really new or am I just doing the norm? And it starts with truth, brothers and sisters. And the only way you're going to find this, God has to show you truth. That's just the bottom line. And the only way you can find truth is by abiding in truth.
Yes. Amen.
And it starts with truth, and it's going to end with truth. Monday, we began with the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and the 19th and 20th verse. Those are, and we'll just read some of our foundational scriptures, and the Lord had put some things in my spirit to point out, and so we're going to point out some things that we discussed this week. You can always go back and listen, but in Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. Now, anyone I'd like to have anything to say, you're more than welcome on these scriptures. These are the scriptures we discussed this week. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20 says, having therefore being boldly enter into the holy by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. As I did to the first verse.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, so friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtains into God's presence is his body. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, because of the blood of Jesus, we can now, with assurance, with confidence, go into the holy place. Now, where is the holy place? So you have to deal with truth. The holy place, according to Scripture, find Hebrews 8 and 1 and 2, Pastor. Because we're going to talk about where the holy place is. A lot of people think a building is the holy place. And they'll go, oh, well, you know what I mean. Or, you know, no, this starts with truth. The only way you can deal with God, brother and sister, and I'm going to be totally honest and truthful, is you have to deal with truth, because God is a truth. Christ is a truth. He is not a truth. He is the truth. John 14,
amen.
He is the way. He is the truth, not a truth. But you have to start with truth. So in Hebrews 8, and what I said, 8 and
I'm in 2.
1 and 2, yeah.
From the King James. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Yes. Which the Lord pitched and not man. It's all right.
Listen, brothers and sisters. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. This is sum up right here. We have such a high priest. Now remember what the high priest does. The high priest takes the offering from the priest. So you would give your offering to the priest, and the priest give it to the high priest. Okay, that was the old way. The new way, we don't have an earthly priest. We don't have an earthly high priest. We are the priest now. That's what the Bible says. The Bible, 1 Peter, call us priests. We're part of a royal priesthood. That's what we're proud of. And that means that we are priests, so we give our offerings to Christ. Where is he at? He's seated at the right-hand side of the Father, which is in heaven. But you see, if your affection is not there, you won't see this. You'll never see the new plan. You'll never see what God has new for us, because you're not operating in truth. You have to operate in the truth, not a truth, but the truth. Time Pad talked about the different kind of truth. I'm not going there. I want to kind of stay with the review of what we actually talked about this week. And he's at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He's at the right hand side of God. Now look what Jesus is doing. He is the minister of the sanctuary. It may not be your sanctuary, but he's the minister of God's sanctuary, which happens to be, please hear this, which happened to be the true tabernacle, the true sanctuary, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Hallelujah.
So I don't know which sanctuary you operating in, which tabernacle, but I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, it needs to be in the eternal sanctuary, which is in heaven, which God pitched and not man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen,
so, amen.
So now you're going to understand why Hebrews 10 say that having an high priest over the house of God. You know, a lot of times people say the house of God, and they thinking about a building. God's house is spiritual.
Yeah.
It's spiritual. The old house was of Moses. The new house is of Christ. The old way was of Adam. That's how we operate under the Adam. An added spirit. But now we operate upon the Christ spirit.
Yeah.
The Adamic spirit. But now we operate upon the Christ spirit. Because we have a high priest. Not we're going to get one. We have it right now. So he says, let us draw near with a true heart. True heart. Not any kind of heart, but a true heart. In the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our bodies washed with the pure water or pure word. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's where we need to be operating at. If you're going to operate in this new way. Well, also Monday we talked about people got the wrong concept of God. That their sin conscience have given them a wrong picture of God and not a wrong picture of the new creation. So when you think about it, because they have a wrong concept of God, they got a wrong concept of the new creation. A lot of people think when you stop drinking, you stop whoremongering, you stop this, stop that, then you become new. That's not how you become new, brothers and sisters. That would be a lie.
Come on now, say it.
It made God, make a lot of people see God as a holy and just, unapproachable being who is ever on the alert to discover sin in us. Man, God is not sitting around trying to discover the sin in you. He made Jesus to be sin for us. So the sin thing has already been dealt with. Already been dealt with. Unless you're living in the old. Now, if you're still living in the old, you're sin conscious, and you want to continue to be sin conscious. But this concept have made us afraid and have caused us to shrink away from God, if you stop and think about it, this wrong concept, this conception is wrong, brothers and sisters. He is a father. John 14:23 says that he will make his home with us. If a man loves me, he will keep my word. And my father, read that out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor. John 14:23. That says that he will make his home with us. If a man love me, that is, if you love me, here's what you're going to do. See, a lot of people don't realize love is an action word. It's just not words. If you love me, he said, you're going to keep my words. And my father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Because a loveless world, said Jesus, is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him, will move right into the neighborhood. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
See, that's what's going to happen, brothers and sisters, if you love. Now, the word if is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You may not love God. You might think you love God. Well, like most folks feel like they love God. And your feeling have nothing to do with loving God.
All right.
It
say
will
that.
Not determine your love toward God. And God draws the line, not me, not you, but God draws the line. So Jesus says, well, matter of fact, he answered his disciples, and he said to those who will do what I say, my Father will love them, and we will go to them and make our home with them. Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. How God gonna come to you? You ain't got to go to him. He gonna come to you, and he gonna be on the inside of you. First, he's gonna be on the outside. Then he's gonna be on the inside.
Hallelujah.
That's how he works, brother. This is a spiritual way.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who does love me, and those that does not or do not what I say, he said, I don't make up what you hear or say. He said, here's what you do. He says, if you're the Father going to come, and I'm going to come, and Holy Spirit going to come, and we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now when it happens, you'll know it. He says, just remember, I told you this. See, that's the part of the Holy Ghost, what it does. It brings back the word of God to you, something you've read that Jesus said, and he illuminates that in your spirit, man. See?
Mm-hmm. Say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, God want to live in you. He don't want you living in his building. He wants you to live in him. Because if you live in him, he'll live in you. That's the way it works.
Amen.
You got to remember, who is the branch? Who is the tree? John 15, it don't get no plainer than that. It don't get any plainer than that. Now, if you don't want to be connected, and it's not predicated on feelings, brothers and sisters, this new and living way is a way of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Jesus said in the Father himself is going to love you. Can you imagine knowing that the Father himself? Maybe we'll go to John 17:23. That was a scripture we talked about this week. In John 17:23, I like to think that's just right up the street.
Amen.
He's already in John 14. So let's go to John 17:23. John 17:23, read this way. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And from the Message Bible, I in them and you in me, then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you sent me and love them in the same way you love me. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This is a complete rendition of the modern theological view of the Father. Complete. I mean, it's just something different than what people teach you. People want to have you to believe that God is untouchable, and God is a loving God. If you can be a loving father, a loving mother, you know how other hurts and stuff. Listen, brothers and sisters, the new creation, we become as he is.
Amen.
Wow, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. But I'm going to say it again.
Come on. Yeah.
We become as he is. Was in his walk on earth. He walked with the Father, talk with the Father. That's what we do. How? By abiding in him, and he abide in us. It has to become more than words. It has to become a reality. Because as it is written, that we might become as he is, and he was, and now he is. So the new creation, we are branch of the vine, members of his body. That's what John 15 say.
Amen.
John 15, read this. You know, it's plain. But you got to deal with truth. You can't just let that go over your head. You can't assume anything. You have to say, Father God, I need this to be a reality to me. You know him like that. He loves you like that. You asked him, and he says, whatever you ask me now, he said, I'm going to give it to you. That's if you want the truth. Listen, brother, sister, I've come to know everybody don't want the truth, see? Because John 17, I think it's 17:17. I'm going to let Pastor read John 15 in a minute. But he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. So the only thing can separate you from the world or the worldly churches is truth. The Bible says, you are not of the world, as I am not of the world. See, people that's not of the world, they operate in truth. They become the building. They don't go to buildings. They are the building. He said, I pray. Now, I'm going to show you this is for us because I know teachers, they'll say, oh, well, that was for them because they're ignorant to truth. The Bible says, now, this was Jesus' prayer. This is Jesus' real prayer. All them other prayers folks talk about, they don't know. That's Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray as John taught his disciples. But now here's Jesus' prayer. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. See, this is Jesus talking, not me, this is his prayer. He says in his prayer. He says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. So the only thing going to set you apart and separate you from the belonging to the world is the word of God, brothers and sisters. You said, that's what I'm praying for. Only for them. But just not for them. That 20 verse, remember, neither do I just pray for thee, but as many as, I think he said something like, neither do I pray for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. The idea is to believe on him through the word, not through religion, not through denomination, but through the scripture. That's how you have to believe in him. But in John 15, read that for me, Pastor, please.
Yes, Kathy. And from the King James, 15 and verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. I probably should have read verse 4, because verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Amen.
Well, I'd like for you, if you would, go back to verse 1 and read through 7, please. Thank you very much.
Amen. Okay. I am the true vine.
And oh, no, he's not. No, he's not the true vine. That's not the true vine.
Yes, he said, I am the true. Mm-hmm. Yes. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I know some people say, oh, that's self-explanatory. No, it's not, because that's not what people teach. They teach divine, and then you go out and you win souls, and then that's what they think, because they don't understand truth. Jesus says, I am the true vine. There's a lot of other vine, but I'm the real deal.
Yeah.
I'm the true vine. Now, my Father is the one that keeps this garden dressed up, this vineyard dressed up. And anything that's in you that's not like him, he get rid of it. He purges it. So you'll become greater and more like him, and that you begin to grow into the spiritual way. So what he does is he cleanses you. How he does that? While you in the Word of God, he's cleansing you, cleansing out the religious stuff. All that stuff you've been taught that tried to curve, get you in a different way, or whatever you want to call it. So he began to live in you. You began to live in him. Why is that so? Because Jesus is the true vine. Now, if you don't stay connected, you're going to wither away. And staying connected, I know we've heard a lot of religious stuff. Well, you know, you got to stay in the church so you stay connected. That's a lie. You are the church. You got to stay in Christ. How you do that? You stay in his word. Because I am the vine. And he says, you are the branches. And he that abide in me. Now, can you imagine, go out there and look in your yard or somewhere around and cut a branch off. It ain't going to live, brother and sister. You can quit a church, you can still live. You can move to another church building, you still live. But you can't live in Christ, new creation, unless you stay joined with him. That's the only way it works. You have to stay joined. You have to stay attached to Christ.
Hallelujah.
So many things. As he said in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. So as he is, so that's what we are in this world. And let me tell you, they hated him, they're going to hate you. Without a cause. They hated Jesus without a cause. You know why? Because he told them the truth. There are people going to hate you because he told them the truth. And they'll make all kind of lies. But don't worry about it, because that's what they did to Jesus. No, you're in good company.
Amen.
The Bible says, he became a new, so we are new. Remember what the scripture said in 1 John 4:17? I think that's where it's at, but I'm going to check it here in a minute. As he is, I like that word, is. Is. That's present. Maybe bad English language to you, but the Bible says, as he is, so are we. So if you is, you are. If you are, you is.
All right.
that's what I'm saying. I didn't say this. As he is, so are we in this world. So if you are, you is. And if you is, you are. And if Christ is, then you are.
Amen.
He became a new creation, so we are. He is the righteousness of God, so we are. He is an heir of God, so you are. He is the master of the underworld, so we are. As long as we use his name, as he has fellowship with the Father, so do we.
Hallelujah.
We're like business partner with the Father. We're not slaves. That old stuff been taught. Well, you got to just humble yourself. God wants you to be like him, brothers and sisters. He ain't trying to get you to be like no slave. Well, I got to go in the most humble ways I know how, and you standing up. So at least get on your knees if you're going to be that humble. And God didn't tell you to do that. No way. He told you to come boldly before the throne of grace. But see, that's that old way.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say that, in Jesus' name, TB will disappear. In Jesus' name, demons will leap. In the name of Jesus, blind eyes will be open. The word goes so far in heaven that man is delivered instantly. Well, you say, well, why don't I see this? Because you're not operating there. I see it all the time.
Hallelujah.
And then in this, they don't believe that. That's what he wants you to think. Let me tell you what. You really coming to the true knowledge is a miracle. You coming to God being torn away from the enemy. That's what I like God said. He said that some things been abolished in the flesh. I'm trying to think what that scripture is. We had that this week, too. I want to say that was Tuesday. Was that Tuesday? Hebrews 10 and 20. We'll go there. Hebrews 10 and 20. I want to say that was Tuesday we shared a little of that. You got to know, brothers and sisters, God done dealt with this stuff already. And you still in the old. You still got that old frame of mind. You got to catch up with what's really going on. Jesus said, Hebrews 10 and, what am I thinking, 20? Okay, read that, Pastor, for me. I was looking for my note. But I thought
Hebrews 10 and 20. Mm-hmm, it says, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
Amen. That's that new and living way. The old way is through the veil of a priest. But now Christ has become our high priest.
Yeah.
You know, I challenge you right now to do a study on the old priesthood. And you'll be able to see what the new priesthood is all about. And once you see this, you'll begin to understand that you are a priest. You're part of the royal priesthood, which happens to be, but you got to do research. You got to do your homework. You can't just sit up and wait on preachers. No. I'm thinking about where this is at. I want to say it's over in maybe Colossians 2, 14. We'll read Colossians 2 and 14. And through 17 again.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to find my notes.
But I'm going to stay with the Spirit, how he leads.
Okay, you said 14 through 17, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And from the King James, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principality and powers, he made a shadow of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Amen.
Yeah. He did this. Christ did this. Not man. Christ did this. He got rid of all, everything that was against us. Every bad, every spoken, you name it. Christ took care of it for you. And you know, we ought to be rejoicing over that. Hallelujah. We ought to be rejoicing over the fact that he did this for us. We are new brothers and sisters, and this has to become a reality. And until it become a reality, you'll continue to believe that that you're still operating in the old, and we're not. We're operating in the new. And Christ took care of it. I don't know why. But I know why. The Lord just wants me to continue on. But just, you can do your own research on that. Also, I think it was a Monday. It's when Evangelist Sharon prayed, and she prayed that God help her earthly father. And that's what she literally said, that he be at peace, he had be no pain, and before the day was out, God honored that prayer, that he had peace and he had no pain. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for that prayer she prayed. It was just so surreal how all that happened Monday. And we continue to pray for her that God would direct her in her hour of bereavement. And I just thought that was awesome too. And then I think it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, Pastor. I think you shared with us about Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Because we talk about this new and living way. Brother and sister, this had to become a reality to you. In Ephesians 6, and I'm going to say it was about the 10th through the 17th verse. It said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet soled with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, and that about wrapped it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of material, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen, amen. Praise God.
He said, finally. I mean, when you need everything, finally.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you got to know that finally. When you did all this other stuff, finally.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get with that first so you can see this. He wants you to be strong in the Lord. How do you do that? Being in the Word of God. That's how you be, because God and the Word is the same. That's how you be strong in the Lord. You don't be strong in the Lord through no idea. This is real.
All right.
You don't have any clue to what you up against. Oh, yeah, the devil, he ain't going because of God. God. Everybody know how powerful God is. You don't have to give a resume about God. That's not
right.
The issue here. Satan wants you to, he want to flip the script and say, well, you know, God's going to do this and God's going to do that. Listen, brothers and sisters, God operates within his word. Yes, he can do all of those things. But God has to operate in the boundary of his word. I don't have time to teach that. But even with Job was a perfect and upright man. But God had to operate within that perimeter, within that scope of the word. And that's how God operates, brothers and sisters. So if he tells you to put on the whole armor of God, first he tells you to put on truth, and you don't put on truth, don't expect God to operate on your behalf. Now, things happen? Absolutely. Satan allowed a lot of things to happen for you to think is good. And you thinking it's good don't necessarily have to be good for you.
All right.
Remember, the first covenant had good things, but it wasn't the real thing. There was a tree that was good and evil. So don't think because you think it's good or you feel like it's good is God. No, that ain't always God because you feel it. So he says, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil got a lot of tricks. You don't, and you say, oh, well, I know all the tricks. You don't know the tricks. You don't know his tricks. But to rifle, you got to engage, and he got to engage. You can't sit around and assume that you wrestling with God. I mean, you wrestling with the devil because God is on your side. You can't assume that. You got to actually wrestle. Because he said, you don't wrestle. God's not wrestling. God don't have to wrestle. He already did it. Remember, that's what the word said that Jesus did. What he said over there? There it is. It just came to me. In Ephesians 2:15, he said, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of condemnation, in ordinance to make in himself of twine one new man, making peace. So Jesus already done abolished it, destroyed it, annihilated it in his flesh. He don't have to deal with it. But we, on the other hand, we have to deal with this. You got to deal with it. So in order to do that, the Bible says you are not wrestling against flesh and blood. So stop thinking is this and that and things dealing with the flesh. That's not what you're really dealing with. You're really dealing with spiritual things because you are a spirit now. You have a soul and you live in a body. Once you become a new creation, you no longer operate in the flesh realm. You got elevated to a higher realm in this world. You are operating now against the wiles of the devil. So you are operating against principalities. You are operating against powers. You are operating against rulers of the darkness. And if you don't know none of this stuff and what it really means, you better wake up. And you can't just assume, I know this and I know that. No, you need to investigate. You need to do your research. Know that there's a difference between principalities and power. Know there's a difference between rulers of the darkness. Know there's a difference between the rulers against spiritual wickedness in high places. You need to know this. What he says about when he says wickedness in high places, have you really did your research? That's why he said take on the whole armor of God so you'll be able to stand. You'll be able to deal with your situations. There are situations you're dealing with right now. You think you're all cool and you think you know it and da-da-da-da. And Satan slapping you across your head and you have no clue. But you are standing. And at the end of the day, you haven't gathered up your loins. You have to be in the Word of God. You have to stand in the Word of God and speak what the Word say. Well, I feel like I'm controlling that evil spirit. And because you don't do this and you don't do that, that don't mean you are winning the battle. Because you show God ain't winning the war. Well, Lord, he did this for me. He did that for me. He probably did. He did it for the whole world. Now, it's up to you to adhere to his word now. Because he's telling us, it won't change, brothers and sisters. He's preparing us. He's telling us to use his weapons. He has weapons of mass destruction. Use his way of doing it. It's easy to throw stone for stone, but that's not the way you do it now. You part of a new and living way. You have to get in the Word of God and bind up things. Whatever you bind on earth, I bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I loose it in heaven. See, you operate on a totally different dispensation now, a totally different order. Remember Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these you shall do because I go to the Father, John 14:12. Now, that don't mean you're going to be greater. You're just going to do more of it. You know why? Because you're going to have to deal with more things. What I mean, you're going to have to bind up the enemy.
Say that.
Jesus didn't get away, brothers and sisters. He dealt with problems on a day-to-day basis. But you have to know. Jesus told, when he said pray to his disciples, they asked Jesus, Jesus, teach us to pray like John taught his disciples. Let me tell you one of the first things Jesus told the disciples. Said, when you pray, you say, our Father. He said, and then you tell the Father, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. You know why? Because you can't handle temptation. You might think you can. You've been around for 40, 50 years. Let me serve notice on you. The devil been around for thousands and thousands of years. He got tricks you ain't even seen yet.
All right now. Go on and say it.
Yeah, so when you go to the dark places, you need God. You don't need to be trying to go up there by yourself. When he goes to the principalities, You don't need to be trying to go up there without your identification.
Ooh,
see,
say that.
The enemy needs to see the blood. He needs to know you done spread the blood and pleaded the blood. And he knows that you're standing in truth and you're standing in righteousness rather than religion. See, anybody can read this and say, oh, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to bind and I'm going to lose. Because they, you know, because they've always been copycat. Remember the seven sons of Stephen? They've always been copycat. Jesus, we know.
Yeah.
Paul, we know. Front of who you are. You're doing the same thing, but, hey, you ain't real with it. Paul and Jesus was real with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you
sit
having your loins girt about with truth, brothers and sisters, what is that? The word of God. Not what we think, not what we feel. But anyway, we kind of going over a little bit. But anyway, I pray to God that we continue on this subject, the new and living way. And Pastor, you have anything else you want to say? Because you're the one brought that out Tuesday, I think, about wrestling against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. I just was going to read it out of the Message Bible. Well,
okay.
We read it out of the Message Bible, didn't we? So I wanted to read it out of God's Word. Okay. I like what you said. I heard you say we have weapons of mass destruction. You know, that's a powerful weapon there that we have, which is God's Word. So from God's Word, it reads, finally, receive your power from the Lord and from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We all wrestle with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies. Then you will be able to take a stand during these evil days. Once you have overcome all obstacles, you will be able to stand your ground. So then, take your stand. Fasten truth around your waist like a belt. Put on God's approval as your breastplate. Put on your shoes so that you are ready to spread the good news that gives peace. In addition to all these, as your shield. With it, you put out all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also, take salvation as your helmet and God's word as the sword that the Spirit supplies. Pray in the Spirit in every situation. Use every kind of prayer and request there is. For the same reason, be alert. Amen. And so as you were speaking, Pastor, I just, you know, wanted to bring that because this translation and the Message Bible really brings that out. That, first of all, let us know we are in a war, and like you said, it's spiritual. And so that we have to, you know, have the whole armor of God. You know, just like when they go to battle, they don't go half-dressed. They dress from head to toe with everything that they need. And so we as Christians, as children of God, that's how we have to be, fully equipped. And the only way we can do that is be in God's word. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, no, thank you. Anyone else have anything they want to share from this week's review? I don't want to miss anyone who might have I wanted to share something about God's word. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. And we'll continue to keep the people in New Orleans lifted up. I'm going to tell you, New Jersey took a real hit, too. But everybody that Ida touch, we want to continue to pray. All of the East Coast, New York, even Philadelphia. That water, actually, that's like a Vida, and that water was up past and about to overtake it. So destruction of that bridge, scientists say is not safe. They're thinking about even closing it. But anyway, we want to pray for everybody that was in the path of Ida. And that they like to come back somewhat enormously. And we'll continue to pray for the bereaved families. And also, I want to give a praise report for my sister. Thank you all so much for praying for her. She had surgery. And a friend of mine once told me that, you know, I mean, I believe in praying and fasting. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Sometimes God have you praying and fasting for things because you don't know what you're getting ready to get hit with. And but I thank God for my sister being healed. And Sister Roper, she's been on a couple of times. And God is doing the work with her as well. Also, those that are down in New Orleans, I was in touch with them. And they are in Galveston, Texas. So that's a blessing. And hopefully God will just let them, their lives become. See, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There's a scripture that really means a lot to me. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to purpose. Now, there's conditions there. First of all, you got to know you love the Lord.
Amen.
So things can work for you. And then you got to know you've been called and the purpose, that you have a purpose in God. You got to know that. Well, things work together God's way for your life. See, so when it's not in that order, it's not going to work. Now, that don't mean some things ain't going to work together. Yes, some things going to work together, but it's not may not be the things that God has for you. Has to come back and God has to erase some things. So we have to be real careful. And sometimes we got to pray and fast, and we have to just seek God's face. I tell people, just seek God's face. That way the enemy, because he has a way of wanting to get into your fast and say, well, you know, you need to eat something, and your mind will be on food and other stuff rather than the word of God. So just seek God's face, and if you'll seek his face, I promise you, he'll begin to allow the enemy to let loose some things, and you'll see things for what it is, really, you really will. You'll see who really loves God, because to love God is to love his word, not to talk it, but to be a doer of it. That's why James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. I like that 19th verse where it says, put away all filthiness and superfluitiness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. That's the word that is in you, that's real, the reality of the word. But I thank each and every one of you all. Since there's no one else, we're going to continue to pray for those in